Hello there, welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Don't panic, I am here. The show's later tonight than I would have liked, but man, it has been a crazy couple of days. I got back today, just a few hours ago actually, from Steubenville, Ohio, where I spoke at Franciscan University last night. I was stuck preparing for my Spirit in the Morning show and a bunch of other things to take care of. I almost canceled the show tonight, but I thought, you know what, I don't want to do that. So I am here, and we are going to look at the Mass readings for Monday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, which is today, Monday, 29th week in Ordinary Time. We celebrate today St. Ignatius of Antioch. And let me just tell you a little bit about St. Ignatius, the third bishop of Antioch in Syria. He suffered martyrdom in the Roman amphitheater around 107. As he traveled under armed guard from Antioch to Rome, he wrote to the Christian brethren proclaiming the apostolic faith. For Ignatius, Christ is my God and truly born of the Virgin. The Eucharist is the flesh of Christ and the medicine of immortality. Unity is paramount. Ignatius' seven letters, Blessed John Henry Newman declared, it's hardly too much to say that almost the whole system of Catholic doctrine may be discovered, at least in outline, in the course of them. That's a pretty impressive statement. So, St. Ignatius of Antioch, we ask you to pray for us this day. So, how are you? Did you have a good weekend? Hope you're doing well. It's pretty warm here in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area. Pretty warm out. It's unseasonably warm, but I'll take it. I'm just glad to be here. Glad to be here with you on the program. And let's see, we are going to look at the Mass readings. I want to let you know that if you don't know about it, Spirit in the Morning is my new morning radio show that airs on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. You can listen online at holyspiritradio.org. And I invite you to check out our site, spiritinthemorning.com, for an update of each program that we do. You can listen to the podcast there as well. We're going to keep overlaying them each week. So I don't think we've figured out exactly how we'll do it. So right now, today's program overlaid last Monday's program and so on and so forth. I think that might get confusing, so I'm not sure if we might modify that approach a little bit. But anyway, you can listen and podcast. The show does stream live at holyspiritradio.org as well as TuneIn Radio. So you can listen to it in a number of ways. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out. I really think you'll like the show. My sidekick Dave Parker and I give you some music. We give you some inspiration. We generally talk about a positive article of some kind each day. We do the gospel. And we also do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So what we're really doing is offering an alternative to so much of the programming out there. We don't need to get any more depressed. We need to be realistic. We need to look at what's going on in the world. I agree with that. You should be somewhat informed. But you can't listen to it or watch it all the time. Otherwise, it's going to drive you nuts. So we try to get your focus on the Lord each morning, and I really think you'll enjoy the show, so check it out if you will. And then this program is really an extension of the scripture that I do in the morning, because I'm going to read not only the gospel, but the first reading, the responsorial psalm, and the gospel, and talk about it in length. I want to let you know if there's anything that I can do for you. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. In a couple of days, I'll be headed to Michigan, to northern Michigan, to give a talk. I'm going to try, if I can, to pre-record these programs, but we'll see what happens. I have to apologize. It is getting a little more hectic now that I'm doing the morning show. But let me just get into a groove and see what we can do. Looking at the numbers, I know you still like this show, and I'm really glad that you're listening. I'm glad to have you here. I really am. You've been with me for a long time. We've been doing the show on Blog Talk Radio for close to 6 years. In fact, in a little over a month, we'll celebrate our sixth anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. Now the show airs on TuneIn Radio and on iTunes. And, you know, it is a great blessing to be able to sit here with you every day around the table. We have our beverages. And as a matter of fact, I was rushing so much today, I don't even have a beverage du jour. So I'm going beverageless, but I hope you have a beverage, a snack. Put your feet up, relax. I don't care what you do. We're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so talking about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. Jesus is real. He's a real person. And he wants you to get to know him better. that's what we try to do here on the show. I want to also let you know that I'm currently booking speaking appearances for 2017. If you'd like me to come out to your parish, looking at my calendar right now, I have at least 15 engagements for next year already. So next year's shaping up to be a busy year, and I would really like to come to your parish. So if you're interested, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com or check out my website, followingthetruth.com. You'll be able to see examples of some of my talks and more information about what I do, video samples. And if you have any questions, you can always email me. Just let your priest or your DRE or your adult faith formation director, let them know that I'm available and that I would love to come and visit your parish. Okay, does that sound good? And also, thanks for the donations. It really means a lot. I'm still in need of additional donations, additional monthly sponsors. I'm not going to say too much about it, except that it is very much needed in order to keep this program free of charge and in order to keep my full-time ministry going. So if you're able to help me out there, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and click on the donate tab, and you can do it that way securely through PayPal. And it really does mean a lot to me. Also, don't forget the Amazon link and the Mystic Monk Coffee link. When you use those links, you help me as well. Okay, time to pray. Ready to go? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for blessing us in so many ways. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to love us, to teach us, to suffer and die for us, and to rise from the dead so that we could one day live with you in heaven. We're very grateful for the gift of Jesus, Father. We ask you to use us in any way that you see fit. Please grant us the grace to deal with whatever happens in our life, even if it may be difficult. Father, please help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are suffering from doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are maybe dealing with religious persecution or extreme weather situations. Please help us with all of our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. We give them to you. We know that you can handle them much better than we can, Father, so we entrust them to you. I also ask you to speak through me on this program, to speak through me and allow me to proclaim the message that you have for us today. You know better than I do what you want to say, so please speak through me and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please bring about peace in the world. Please let us get the best president in the United States in November, one who will uphold your laws. I know it's a long shot. Father, we know you can do this. You can make it happen. We trust that you are all-powerful and all-knowing. Please let us get the best president possible in the United States. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I have to say, when I threw in that intention about the presidential election, I know it's a mess. I really do. I'm not denying it. I'm not going to get into specifics because that's not what my ministry is about. That's not what this show is about. We know we do not have an easy choice. We know that, if we don't know it, we should know it, that we should vote as Catholics. That means we take our Catholic principles into the voting booth with us. That means that we vote for life. That is important. It's incredibly important. When the unborn are being slaughtered, it's very important. Sometimes you have to choose the lesser of two evils. We have two of the worst candidates I have ever seen in my life. I don't need to tell you that. I'm not telling you anything new. You know that as well as I do. Pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I'm struggling with this whole election thing. It's not easy. Pray. ask the Holy Spirit to help, and vote your conscience. And base your conscience, inform your conscience with Catholic teachings. Make sure you know what the Church teaches. And then the best I can say is vote your conscience. It's a real challenge. But God can fix this mess. Let's not forget that. And that's why I prayed that way. Because when I was praying those words, I was thinking, I was feeling, you know what? It's a lost cause. I can't think that way. None of us can think that way, even though I feel that way sometimes. We all do. God can fix it. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. We don't know what he's going to do, but he's bigger than any problem we could ever face. Let's give him a chance, okay? I didn't plan to talk about that, but it just came out when I was doing those prayer intentions. I thought, well, I have to say something. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to The Gary Zimak Show. We do this Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. I upload the program whenever I can. I try to get it up, load it up as early as possible, but things happen. I was on my way back from Steubenville today. I get tied up sometimes in the post-production work for my Spirit in the Morning radio show. So I'm going to do my best to get you this program whenever I can, as soon as possible. And I thank you for your patience. I thank you for sticking with me. And more importantly, I just thank you for being my friend. We have become really close through this program, and I'm just grateful to have you as a listener. All right, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. It's actually a memorial, a little bit less than a feast, but the readings are the regular readings for the 29th week in ordinary time. First reading is a reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Brothers and sisters, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you once lived following the age of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the desires of our flesh, following the wishes of the flesh and the impulses. And we were by nature children of wrath like the rest. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from you, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in them. There's a lot in this first reading. Pretty much, if I had to sum this up, I would say as Christians, as Catholic Christians, we're called to live a different way than the majority of the world. This idea of being ruled by our impulses, that's a problem for many of us. It's a problem for me. I really like pleasure. I really do. I like comfort and I like pleasure. So something like fasting is not easy for me. It's something I really try to avoid at all costs. And I'm being totally honest with you. That's really the way I am. It is a big struggle for me, especially fasting from food. That is not an easy thing for me to do. But it's something that's necessary at times, and it's something that I know that I need to work on, because I really get caught up in enjoyment. I get caught up in the things of the world sometimes, and I really have to be careful and make sure that I don't get too caught up. You know, I need to take a break sometimes and not get too caught up in the things of the world, because it can be a problem. What can we do about that? Well, we can learn to, and you know, it's going to be different for everyone, but I'm just going to say what I've learned is that one of the things we can do is give up something. It could be little. The cream in your coffee, maybe the sugar in your coffee, whatever. Maybe a couple minutes of sleep each day, say some prayers, turn off the radio, say some prayers. Try to do something a little bit each day to deny yourself. We generally do this in a big way during the Lenten season, and that's one of the reasons we do it, to make sure that we know how to say no to ourselves. It's good to say no to yourself sometimes. We all have some desire of the flesh, and it's really going to be different for each of us. Sometimes it could be something that's sinful, and those are the desires of the flesh. When you put those into practice and they're sinful, you really want to work on those. How do you do that? Well, first of all, you ask for grace. So if it's some sort of a sin you're committing and it's this desire, and you know, it can be so many different things. The desire to yell at somebody when you're mad at them. Maybe it's also some sort of an impure desire. Could have to do with pornography. It could be any number of things. The desire of drinking alcohol excessively. And these things could be sinful. So what we need to do is we need to combat these desires, these sinful actions, with the sacrament of confession. You go to confession, not only are your sins forgiven, sometimes we just think that we go to confession to get our sins forgiven. Well, that's true. However, we also get the grace. We get the grace to fight against these sins, to overcome them, you know, the favorite sin that we keep committing. And that helps us to overcome these sins and to avoid the temptation in the future. St. Paul is very clear to say here, we by grace we have been saved. We're not going to achieve our salvation by what we're doing. We're going to get there by the grace given to us by the Lord. Jesus Christ redeemed us by virtue of what he did on the cross and rising from the dead. That's our redemption. That's where we were redeemed. Now we have to work out our salvation. We do that by cooperating with the grace given to us by the Lord, primarily through the church, the sacraments. That's the primary way we get grace. We can get it in other ways, through prayer. And really, we can get grace. The Lord can give us grace if he wants to, but generally prayer and the sacraments are the two big ways we get grace. So we want to really be pursuing that. We want to be praying, and we want to be making sure that we try to receive the sacraments of communion, or the Eucharist, or Holy Communion, and confession as often as we can. The more we do it, the more grace we receive. Paul says we have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it's a gift of God. And that's true. We receive the gift of faith when we are baptized. That's when we receive the gift of faith. It's not something that we've done. It's not that I'm really believing hard, or I'm really trying hard. Yeah, I'm really believing, so therefore I am giving myself faith. I can't give myself faith. Faith is a gift. It is not from work, so no one may boast. We're not going to work our way to heaven. Sometimes we, as Catholics, get accused of that. We believe that we can work our way into heaven, or through indulgences, if we do things, then we're buying our way into heaven. That's not true. We're cooperating with the grace given to us by the Lord. So we are saved by grace. That's important to remember. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in them. You are here for good works. Whatever you're able to do, you might go out and do good deeds. You might go out and, or you might not even be able to get out of the house. Your good works, your good deeds might be praying for somebody, or offering up your suffering. But that's the reason we were created. We were not created to just lie around. And when we do the gospel, this is really important to understand this connection. We're not created to lie on a beach somewhere for the rest of our lives and count our money. That's why sometimes being rich can be dangerous. In and of itself, there's no problem with being rich. However, it can lead to a problematic lifestyle if we put too much of our security in wealth. And that's what Jesus will be talking about in the gospel. We'll discuss that when we get to it. The responsorial psalm, a reminder for us all, Psalm 100. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, his we are, his people, the flock he tends. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for he is good. The Lord whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. There's a lot in this psalm. The response that we say between each verse, it's a really good one. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Something to think about really each day. Sing joyfully to the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful song. That's not always easy for us to put into practice, but believe it or not, you can still do it even though you might not feel joyful. And that comes with really just thinking about the fact that he did make us, he did give us another day. Sometimes you have to think about these things. When you wake up in the morning, it's a good idea to say thank you to the Lord for giving you another day. And then you begin to have an attitude of gratitude. You begin to appreciate him more. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Why? For he is good. His kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The Lord is the best friend that you could ever have. One of the reasons is because he's so faithful. He's not going to desert you. No matter what, he'll love you. And with our earthly friends, and I think we're all guilty of this, there comes a point in our friendship with someone that we get a little annoyed. Maybe the person hurt us one too many times, or we're not in a good mood, or whatever it is. We don't show perfect love. God always loves us perfectly. Don't take that for granted. That's a very easy thing to take for granted, but it's a mistake to take it for granted. Because if you don't think about it, if you don't think about the fact that the Lord does love you, that the Lord does really care about you, if you don't think about it, then what happens is you begin to take for granted all of his blessings, right? You don't want to forget all of his blessings. You want to be grateful. And the best way to be grateful is that old cliche, count your blessings. It's really effective. Let's look at the gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God.'" Boy, I'll tell you, this is a gospel that is kind of like a kick in the rear end, isn't it? But this is one that we need to really think about. The Lord talks about take care to guard against all greed. He says this a lot, so we should really, really pay attention when he says this. "For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Some of us, and I have struggled with this throughout my life. Now, thanks be to God, it has gotten better because the Lord's helping me. But I have always been a materialistic person. I never had a lot of money. I had a lot more than I do now. But I never had a ton of money. But I always would collect things. Even when I was a child, I would like to collect old things, magazines, comic books, newspapers. I got into records and CDs and videos and DVDs and all kinds of souvenirs and things. I was big into things, and it's always been a problem. Not everybody has that tendency. That's something that I have to really watch in my life. And it's gotten better because I've learned to start asking the Lord to take away the desire for things. And it's worked. He has helped me with that. So if you're somebody who struggles with that, don't try to just force your way through it. Ask God to take away the desire for things. especially if you feel it's an inordinate desire, if it's getting in the way. You can ask him. You can ask him and he will help you. Let's not forget that. All right, let's not forget to ask for help. Then Jesus told a parable about the rich man, and he was very blessed in so many ways. He had a lot of grain, and what he wanted to do was tear down his barns and build larger ones. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. He was blessed with a lot of grain. There's no sin there. There's nothing wrong. But what he said, his attitude, that's the problem. He said, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry. If we went back to that first reading today, where St. Paul said that we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. In other words, we were created to do something with our lives. And we compare that with the attitude of this man in the parable, we see there's a huge problem. He didn't want to work anymore. He wanted his comfort and his security to be in all of the grain that he had stored up. In other words, he didn't like the idea of being dependent on anyone, including God. That's a problem. His attitude was the problem, because he was so concerned about living a comfortable life on earth and concerned that he was able to store up all of his grain so he didn't have to work, that he was losing sight of the fact that one day he was going to be judged. We're all going to be judged. And the fact that we were created for heaven. We were not just created for this life. So God said to the man, this night your life will be demanded of you. In other words, you're going to die tonight, and all these things you prepared, all this grain that you were thinking about that's going to give you so much security, it's not going to do you any good. Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself but is not rich in what matters to God. What does this mean? What's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is it's okay to be rich. You don't have to sell all your possessions. But when those possessions become more important than God in your life, you're in trouble. Now, listen, I don't want you to take the easy way out and say, no, I pray every day, but my God's still more important than my possessions. I really want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you with this, because we fool ourselves. Does your security lie in the Lord or in your possessions or your bank account? Ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. I think you may be surprised, because we all fall into this trap. And now let's ask for the grace. Let's ask the Lord for the grace to be able to trust him more. Does this mean, and as I said on the radio show, Spirit in the Morning today, earlier today, it doesn't mean you get rid of all your savings. That's irresponsible. If you're able to save, that's a good thing. But you don't want to save excessively, so much so that you ignore the needs of your brothers and sisters. There are a lot of people in this world who are hungry, who go to bed hungry, who are dying from hunger. That's our responsibility. So we want to make sure that we're helping others. We want to make sure that we're not being too stingy and that we're hoarding things because we want security. How much is too much? That's a question we really all have to ask ourselves. Nobody can answer that for you, but you ask yourself that question. This really is good news. I mean, let's be thankful that Jesus is telling us this. I wouldn't want to hear this on Judgment Day. I want to hear it now. Even though it's painful, we need to hear it because it's the truth. We might like things to work differently, but the Lord makes the rules, and we just have to go along with them. It's going to be worth it in the end. The reward that we have waiting for us in heaven will far outweigh any suffering or any inconvenience that we face in this life. All right, does that sound good? Now, God willing, I'll be back here with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is, incidentally, the feast of St. Luke the Apostle. So we'll have some special readings for tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to tune into the show. We will be on Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Because of the fact that I get the show done late sometimes, it spills over into the next day for TuneIn Radio, and I think iTunes too. I apologize for that. It's really out of my hands. I want to thank you, though, for tuning in. God bless you, and remember that you're always in my prayers. Let your friends know about this show, will you? Because there's always room for them here. God bless you. Have a good night.